Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu and Sarah.
Hi.
We're here on day two of Niagara Falls Comic Con, and actually glad that finally we get to interview Leslie from Angel Creations. How's it going?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I had actually met you at FrostCon last year.
Is that where it was?
Yeah,
I think that was the first one.
Yeah, me and my buddy were there, and it was his first time being at a con of any kind.
Oh, nice.
And I had bought some Doctor Who artwork from you, and he had bought one of your Norman Reedus.
Oh, yes, yes. That one's still a popular one, for sure.
That's cool. So, how many years have you been doing this?
Oh, I have been doing cons since 2009. I used to live in the UK.
Okay.
So, I actually started first doing cons up in, like, the north of Scotland, D-Con and Airticon in Ireland. I used to attend cons all the time. I mean, I went to Fan Expo before it was Fan Expo.
That's good.
So, I started tabling in 2009, and I moved back to Canada in 2012 and started doing cons here, and it's just grown from there, and I got addicted. I love it.
Cool. And when did you create Angel Creations?
That's a good question. It started because on DeviantArt, I used to be Sailor Angel.
Okay.
I drew a lot of Sailor Moon fan art. That's kind of was my gateway drug into anime. But from there, I wanted sort of a slightly more professional, slightly less Sailor Moon related name. And I went with Angel Creations because it's been a long-standing nickname, and I create a lot of things. So.
Oh, great. And your work's fantastic. They look like the people
That's the point.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I'm glad that everybody else can see that too.
Do you have a favorite piece or a favorite person to draw?
Oh, that's a hard one. I'm such a fan of everything I don't draw anything that I'm not a fan of. I need to be able to know the character and watch the show and get a real feel for it before I'll draw them. I just finished River Song from Doctor Who, and I'm really proud because her hair it took me about 16 hours to do that portrait, and her hair is about 80% of that. So I'm pleased with that one. I love my Norman. I love my Norman Reedus. And I got to meet him at Montreal Comic Con and give him a print and get one signed. And it was really funny because I met his handler, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to get this signed. And he was like, oh, that's cool. And I was like, yeah, I drew it. And he was like, oh, I thought it was a photo. And then it went to the next person who was selling the photos, and the guy leaned over and went, that's not, she drew that. And she was like, oh, I thought it was a photo. And then I got to Norman, and the girl leaned over and went, she drew that. And he went, oh, I thought it was a photo. It was a good experience. I had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Cool.
I met a couple
really
celebrities.
Was really, like, shocked about it?
He was impressed, and I told him that it actually took me extra time because his hair was so greasy and he had so much dirt and grime on his face, and he was like, oh, I'm going to tell my producers that because I'm always telling them to make me as dirty and greasy as possible. And I'm like, well, mission accomplished. But yeah, he was a sweetheart. He was really, really sweet.
That's what I hear, that he's really nice.
Yeah, I've had a few experiences where either fans or I myself has gone and gotten some portraits signed, and it's always been a really good experience.
Cool. What other celebrities have seen the work?
Dante Basco, who plays Rufio in Hook, and Zuko in Avatar. He does a lot of voice work. I met him in 2014 and gave him that print, and he signed it. We were actually in talks for a while of him possibly using it for like headshots at his table.
Oh, wow.
But there were rights issues, but it was an honor just to have him, you know, it was a compliment for him to want to use that. I know Patrick Stewart has seen my big Picard piece.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been signed. Billy Piper. Karen Gillian has the Nebula piece. I had a fan give it to her for me. I don't often get a chance to get away from my table. Norman, at the last con, actually, somebody commissioned me for a sketch of Tom Paine from Walking Dead, and she got that signed and brought it back to show me. So, there's been a few. Oh, Haley Atwell, I gave her a print, and she tweeted about it afterwards.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was at Fan Expo last year. So there's definitely been a few ones that have gotten to see it. Oh, the three Supernaturals, I had a girl buy them and bring them to the Supernatural Con last fall and get each of the boys to sign them, and she tweeted me, and that was a very exciting moment because
really
I really love Supernatural. Yeah.
Oh, that's really, really cool. Now, do you prefer coming to the bigger shows or the smaller shows?
I think for the experience, I prefer the smaller shows. I really love, the reason I started doing it was because I love interacting with the fandoms. I love meeting new people, having conversations about our favorite characters or favorite moments and things like that. So I get a real high, I get really inspired by that too, especially seeing the other artists in the artist alley and the professionals. I get a lot of inspiration, and I come to cons to recharge when I'm, feeling like I need something new in my artwork and stuff like that. So the small cons are great for that because you get to have a lot more conversations. The big cons are, great just sheer volume wise, but I enjoy the conversations, the meeting people for sure.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, Artist Alley's always been my favorite part of the con.
Me too. I tend to spend, when I was attending, before I was tabling, the majority of my time was spent in Artist Alley for sure.
Oh, that's cool. And I guess I'm happy to report that as well as us, you're going to have a table at Articon.
I am, yeah. I've been asked to be a guest, and I'm really, really excited about that. I actually tabled at Articon back in 2013, and it was one of the first ones that I did when I came back to Canada, and it was, I was just starting out, and so it's nice to be invited back as a guest.
Yeah, like great people, great experience. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Cool, and where on social media can people go to check out your work?
Oh, I'm probably most active on Tumblr, to be honest, and that's just Angel Creations, or Instagram is Angel Creations Art, Twitter is at Angel Creations, and I'm also on Facebook as well.
Okay. Well, it was finally great to get an interview from you. I mean, I've seen you at all these cons
for sure.
The last couple of years.
We've crossed paths quite a few times.
Yeah, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
My pleasure.
And happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
All right, and I'm sure we'll see you around at many cons to come.
For sure.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.